facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adult
squeeze.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'll
give
you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Woo-woo-woo, welcome again to another evening in this cozy little warm house of sexual desire. I am your luscious host, Raycon. Joining you tonight is, Dickhead DiCamello, Novak, the scumbag ballsack, of course, Bam, and Ryan Kingman. Oh, Ryan, I've waited to sit next to you.
Ryan Kingman is my team manager for Element, and, first straight off the bat,
Bam, I got a problem here. Now, you know, I play no part to anything as usual, but why the fuck do you have the fattest, laziest piece of shit for a team manager in the world who does absolutely nothing but fuck up?
Kingman's my real team manager, but when Kingman's busy and he has to go do something more important, he pawns the job off to this guy, DeWitt. The first time I've ever met DeWitt, I fly into Chicago. First of all, he's late picking me up. Second, I'm like, all right, I'm going to let this fucking slide. Like, he was late, you know, I'll let it slide. Then, we go, for once, I actually carried a shitload of luggage, which I never do. Usually, I just have, like, my iPod and that's it. But this time, I had, like, two major bags and a skateboard. And, you know, I'm carrying it all over the place. We go to the third level, no car. We go to the second level, no car. We go to the first level, he's like, fuck, man, I don't know where I parked. After two fucking hours, he realizes that he parked outside in the sunlight. I'm like, wouldn't you know if you park in a parking garage or out in the sun in an open parking lot? Like, so right off the bat, I'm like, all right, I'm fucking furious, but I'm going to try to chill. We get to the hotel at the place. He doesn't even have a room for me, and he doesn't even have a credit card to put on the room because he had one credit card and it was maxed out.
This is the team manager who takes care of these guys for a living.
So then he goes, all right, don't worry about it. I'll take you up to my buddy's room. He takes me up to this 250-pound sweaty fat photographer. He had, like, chips on his bed, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I was just getting up. You could, like, take a nap on my bed. I'm like, no, I can't take a nap on your bed. I'm not sleeping on your sick bed with chips on it.
Ew.
Dude, it was so disgusting. So then I just flipped out. I'm like, first of all, who the fuck are you? Where the fuck is Kingman? Why are you the team manager with one credit card, and why is it maxed out?
The funny thing is, DeWitt saw no problem with you taking over some fat fuck sweaty shit for the last 3 days.
Oh, dude, he was totally cool.
Wasn't there like a vagrant sleeping in the corner of the room too? Wasn't there like some hobo?
Oh yeah, dude, there was some hobo in laying on the floor. I didn't even know who he was. He was just on the floor, like he just decided to crash there because he must have been drunk at the lobby bar or something.
And he's got like Bam, the number one skater for Element, that they have to please at all times. And Kingman's like, man, I hope it goes well. And he pawns it off on DeWitt. DeWitt just fucked up for the first
time. Dude, I was on vacation. For the first time ever, I took a vacation.
That was the wrong time to go on vacation.
I'm in Oregon, like, driving down the coast, a nice leisurely drive with my girlfriend, like, ha la la, it's chilling out. And then, dude, the fucking phone starts ringing, and it's chaos. This fucking guy is just losing his mind. Yeah, oh, yeah. So then, what does he do? Okay, it's a fucking huge tour. We set up East Coast, everything. The dude just leaves.
Who, Bam?
Yeah, just walks out.
Bam,
it's like,
just takes
well,
off the tour.
Book this, I'm out
well,
of here.
Kingman's too cool to go on the tour, then so am I.
Yeah. In hindsight, 2020, I should have been there.
You ruined his vacation. He was the only thing. What could go wrong?
I haven't taken a vacation time. Since.
Was DeWitt calling you flipping out?
Nah.
How funny was it?
He didn't see the air in it.
When I met DeWitt for the first time when we went on your trip, and you're like, dude, wait till you meet this guy. He told me the story 10 minutes before I saw him. He's like, I'm not even going to point him out. When you see this guy, you'll know who it is. And I see this, like, fat dude leisurely walking through the parking lot, smoking a cigarette, eating a burger. And I'm like, that's got to be the fuck up right there. And lo and behold, it was.
Dude, DeWitt is the type of person that, like, it's just the little tiniest things that'll piss you off. Like, if he comes and picks you up, like, and you sit in the back, like, there'll be, like, In-N-Out burger on the floor with, like, fries, so it just smells like sick hamburgers in the hot sun. Yeah. And then you have to, like, dodge it with your feet. Like, it's just little things like that. Like, why the fuck can you just throw away the hamburger before you pick me up? Like, it's just the tiny things at the window. Let's call his pussy.
Let's do it.
Let's call his pussy.
I bet you won't answer because his cell phone's dead because he's so irresponsible.
We just try to call him and his fucking cell phone's dead.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, DeWitt.
What's up, man?
It's Novak here.
Oh, Novak, what's happening?
You're on Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction, but I have a serious fucking problem. Well, this is the first situation of many more to follow in a minute. We call you, you're the fucking team manager taking care of at least 12 dudes, and your fucking cell phone's dead? DeWitt, get it together, Bam!
You call the office phone? What's going on here? You have to please 15 skaters on Element, and your phone's dead? We can't even get a hold of you.
Yo, Bam had to try more than one number to reach you, and now he is pissed.
Dude, I've been in Tampa all weekend. Of course my phone.
Remember when he was late for the restaurant when we were in California and we were like, why? Mike V felt like skating.
Mike V wanted to like skate. Jake Rump wanted to take a shower. Cup Ness wanted to buy rap music to win. Man, get on your fucking job, bro.
Trying
is just a setup word for failure. Don't you know that? Trying is just a setup word for failure.
Yeah, it is, huh?
When I told Novak, I'm like, Novak, you gotta stop doing heroin. He's like, yeah, I'll try. If he tried, no, you gotta just not do
it. I tried for 8 years. You know? I tried to quit for 8 years.
Wait, let's, since we got DeWitt on the phone, let's go back and review live and in person with DeWitt exactly the scenario that unfolded with Bam.
Yeah, let him review.
Bam's first meeting with DeWitt.
Yeah, I just summed up the listeners, but is what Novak wants to know is what the F happened? What did I say F? I said fuck.
Yo, DeWitt. What, are you fucking sleeping or are you smoking a cigarette? Come on, man.
What do you want to know?
I want to know where in your right mind did you find it okay to have your top skater think that it'd be okay to sleep in some fat fuck's reading on sloppy sheet with a paper in the corner? Where did you think that made sense, DeWitt?
No, it really doesn't. Yeah,
exactly
right.
Let's rewind just a bit more. Okay. What happened? Let's roll it out from scene one. What happened at the airport? Just play back for us your scenario, the state of mind you're in when you picked up Bam at the airport.
At the airport, right? And, like, I was kind of
hungover,
you know?
Hungover! You're gonna get a raise now!
Your boss here in
your boss is right next to me,
So I go to grab him in there, and I forget, he was with, Joe Franz. And then, like, after I got him, I forgot where I parked.
You smoking? What were you on? You must have been on some heavy drugs. Because you parked out in the sun, but we walked up and down three parking blocks.
So I walked Bam around about three levels of parking garages, and fucking meanwhile I parked outside.
So Bam is pissed already because he has all this luggage. So what's the next fucking catastrophe?
All right, finally find the car. We go over to the hotel, but my credit card is already maxed out.
But he only has one. Why didn't you have, like, a safety credit card?
You're a team manager.
Dude, they wouldn't give me one.
$3,000 limit. He has 15 skaters staying at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago.
$3,000 That's what.
So this partially the Kingman's fault, isn't it, DeWitt? For not hooking you up with two credit cards, is it Kingman's fault?
Don't get scared.
Do we need to yell at Kingman?
I mean.
Well, you stutter, you're fucking lying.
he was trying to get me a credit card, but they wouldn't give it to me. Like,
that's a lie. Great. Kingman says, give you a credit card, they're gonna.
I think there was a situation with school loans and personal credit.
All right, DeWitt, we're calling up Schiller F and we're reaming him a new asshole.
Good. All right. So then, I can't get Bam a room, right? So you're obviously pissed off, and it sucks. So, Bam's got to put down his own personal credit card to get him before that happened, I'm like, oh, dude, we got rooms. Check it out before Bam puts his credit card down. I'm like, oh, we got rooms. Come on upstairs. I got a room for you. But meanwhile,
he was like a fat Hawaiian. What are those guys called? Like Samoans? Dude, it was a Samoan with like ruffles all over
Samoan
his
face.
He had ruffles chips all over his face.
How did you know this dude?
No, he worked for Element.
You hang around some shady people, Dwight. But go ahead, so you get him upstairs.
I knock on his door, and it's oversized hairy man opens the door in his underwear. Man, you can share a room with this dude.
And he didn't have boxers. He had on like sick white tights.
Some fucking slingshots.
Shit stains. Like, you knew that he just reached.
He had slingshots from 76 on underwear.
And there's like Doritos all over the floor.
Exactly.
Yo, did you take it upon yourself to like wipe the bed free of chips and crumbs and say it's cool now, Bam?
It's cool now. He's not even defending himself.
Oh man, DeWitt, I mean, I just don't understand your logic or thinking at all.
But I gotta say, with DeWitt's taking into consideration your mental state at that point, you got an A for effort, man, because fuck, I don't know what I would have done.
The thing is, DeWitt, I think I might have saved your ass on this one because Ben was like seriously pissed off, and before I met him, he was like, dude, that dude just pissed me off. And after we did the interview, I think he likes you again, man, so you need to suck my dick for that one, man.
Novak loves you, DeWitt. He wants to call you up and find out what you're doing like on the weekend.
If I had a phone, you'd be my buddy, man. I'd call you all the time.
No, Novak, you totally saved me on this one. Hell yeah, I've been worried about this since it happened.
Dude, it was great.
Dude. I'm sitting now telling you I love it, dude. Excuse me, I love you.
Talking about Bam with DeWitt was such an uncomfortable situation before.
Yeah, Bam was pissed the fuck off at you, and I was like, dude, I'm going to sick his ass.
No, I just think it's hilarious.
So, Kingman, you're good in our books, bro. I mean, DeWitt, you're great in our books, brother.
Alright.
We're gonna play a rock song. Thanks for answering your fucking work phone because we couldn't call you something because of that.
Buy a fucking charger. Get responsible, team manager, or I'm coming for your position.
Oh, no.
Yo, what are we listening to right now?
This song is called Are You Ready from the Backyard Babies. They're from Sweden and they're all tatted up. This is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Best, the flags are waving in the air. The adrenaline.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to
Radio
Bam.
Oh, we're back. Oh, wasn't that funny, Sheila?
Oh, yes, that was so good. And don't forget to say you're live on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I said that. Anyway, we're here live with Bam, Raekyon, Novak, Ryan Kingman, Element Team, Marketing Manager, Assistant Manager, Master.
And
Deco. Yeah.
And now the Eagles are going to the fucking Super Bowl.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Last night was
a
rager.
It was hell.
It was like all of Philadelphia was completely annihilated drunk.
And I came out sober to the bar, and I was fed up in 2 fucking minutes, man.
You could go to a goddamn dive bar when there's only 2 people in there, and that place was packed with drunk Eagles.
Not only can they just scream in your face, they got to pull you mouth to mouth and spell it in your face. It's so annoying.
I went to the game.
Give it a fucking
break.
Oh, you had field seats. You stood on the field. Yo, billionaires get first.
They went to the Falcons game last week.
Yeah. And, you know what? It was probably like... I was listening to the radio on the way home, and they said that not one fan left early because it was such a tremendous game, and you know, and the Eagles were doing so well, and blah, blah, blah. I was so fucking cold out there that I was just like, I can't hang here for another minute, and I'm leaving. So I left. I left when it was like prime time, Eagles are ready to win and stuff. I just couldn't handle it. My feet were frozen. I had 2 pairs of socks on.
The funny thing is, people don't even leave when they're nosebleed section. This guy is standing on the field and won't even stay the whole game.
Dude, it's been 24 years since we've been in this position.
It's just like, I'm cold. My feet are cold. I got to go.
When I was born, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
That's how they didn't win the Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl.
No, they didn't even win?
No.
Have they ever won?
No. They won it before it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the year before.
It was just called the championship.
They have to win.
Deco, give Bam a sports trivia question. Let's see how good he is at sports.
Oh, I'm terrible at sports. I know McNabb.
What position does he play?
Quarterback.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cheers, brother. You know a bit more than I thought.
What's Lawrence Taylor's favorite drug? Or what was he busted on the most?
Oh, cocaine.
Probably booger sugar.
Yeah, all right.
Football players, cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, man.
They love it.
And lift weights and like, grr.
Really?
Cocaine's a stimulant that makes you all speedy and shit. It's not that I know, guys.
Is Daryl Strawberry like the biggest booger sugar?
Oh, he loves it, dude.
Like, dude, he wakes up to some booger sugar life.
How could you wake up to
that? He's so awesome, dude.
Yeah, he was awesome. We tried to ban him so bad, but he just kept playing so good.
Didn't he always get busted for, like, having booger sugar and some random hooker in the car?
Oh, my God. So many times.
And then he'd have to deny it, and his wife would, like, stick by his side, like, my man don't do that. Yes, he fucking does. Look at the pictures.
The pictures, babe. He does it.
There's no 3-strike rule. They have to go to like 7 times, 6 times or something.
Daryl, 3 strikes and you're out. Dude, this man's like working on his 8th busted account.
I'm sure his wife stays with him because she loves him, not for the money.
This is a Novak.
She just loves him.
It's probably a hell of a party.
So, goddamn, the Eagles won the football team.
That's right.
The football team.
They had an outstanding team.
And I have tickets to the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Gives them away.
I think I gave him the veto. I don't know.
He deserves it.
Yeah, but you want to be in Philly when they do it. I don't want to be in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Be all warm and then be like, oh, I want to see the riots. It's so great. I hope they riot and loot and destroy.
Hey, loot, man, take me to the city. I need some shit. when they win,
just start looting.
They break windows.
Oh, they're going to go insane, dude.
That's so ridiculous. Like, the Eagles won the game, so now everybody's just so pumped that they need to break into stores and take computers.
Yeah, they're waiting to just roll cars over. They're just, like, warming their backs up, like, you ready to do this?
They're doing an extra set of 10 right now in the workout room.
Oh, my God.
It's scary, man. When I was at Penn State, there were seething riots. 5, 10, 15.
Penn State because of the Eagles?
No, because of Penn State.
Ted took me to Penn State, Ohio State. It's like a huge rivalry. Penn State won. The people tried to rip out the field goals on the field, but they couldn't, so they went to the soccer field and ripped out the soccer field goals.
And just carried it down the street.
Dude, it's the biggest mob I've ever seen, just marching with the soccer post down.
Oh, Kingman, do you remember? I know that you were there. I wasn't on Element at the time, but remember when we were in Lausanne, Switzerland, when the French soccer team won the World Cup with Brazil? Dude, that was insane. I went out and joined the fun. When people pull up to a red light, I was just running up on the cars like and jumping on top of the fucking cars. I didn't care at all. Dude, it was so gnarly.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was the craziest thing because everybody was out just like, we were dumping beers on people's heads from the balcony and like throwing like beers on the cars from the top. And then like, I was like, man, this is fun, but I want to have more fun. So then I went down and started like jumping on cars like, yeah, I was like 17 at the time. I just remember all these old, like, this old lady was in the car, and I'm like jumping on her hood, like, yeah, fucking stock her. What was she doing? She was just like, oh, like she was going in reverse and then forward and then reverse.
You got some crazy maniac screaming soccer up and down on her hood.
Yeah, it's on film somewhere. It's
really?
Like, I don't know. It's probably in like 411 issue 162 or
speaking
something.
Speaking of 411, you know Freeberg from 411, Josh?
Yeah.
I think it was in that same time, some dude, like, came up to him in the city, in the street, and, like, kissed him, like, ran up all excited and, like, kissed him, and he knocked him out, and he punched him, and I guess
still
some
up there?
Gay dude. No. Josh Freeberg, and he, like, punched the dude out and knocked him down, and they were, like, calling him a fag basher because the dude tried to kiss him. The dude was all excited about his team winning and fucking kisses a dude, and he knocks him out.
Where was his spirit at? Where was his sports spirit?
How many times you get knocked out? I thought for you know that the Eagles win the Super Bowl, when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, just make out with some
no, Rick, that's what you want to do. You're looking for an excuse for that. I will find a hot girl. You find
watch
a
out for Rick. You might be trying to kill
Rick,
me.
Rick's
he's just clearing the air right now.
He's just looking for an excuse to get my pants laced down, but I know it, man.
No, this is cool, bro.
He's always like, no, Rick, you would like some help going to the bathroom? I'll show you where it is. I'm like, Rick, man, just leave.
Dude, the Eagles just won. It's cool. Let's go to the bathroom.
Rick, why are you always going to take me to the bathroom, Rick? Let's clear it up right now.
You could put a Patriots jersey on a satellite and an Eagles fan would find a way to climb up there and rip it to fucking shreds and scream Eagles. It's so awesome.
I was
awesome.
Going to bring Novak to the game and he was just going to wear a Falcons jersey. Like,
everyone got joke, nervous.
But then everybody truly got nervous. Like, dude, that wouldn't even be funny. Like,
no, he would
like,
die, dude.
I was
going
to do it, though.
If Novak was a 4-year-old handicapped boy and had that on, they'd beat him and rip his wheelchair and beat him to shreds, dude. There's no mercy. You just don't do that.
What if he had muscular dystrophy?
Oh, dude, you wouldn't have...
You think they'd still beat him?
You'd have rigor mortis after you fucking went there.
Would they still beat him up even if they had leukemia and muscular
they would stomp
dystrophy.
His heart out, dude.
They would have no capacity.
There wouldn't even be organs left to donate. They'd kill him. They don't care.
Fucking up some 4-year-old kid in a wheelchair. Like, dude, he has muscular dystrophy and leukemia. Why are you kicking his head? This is a fucking Falcons dystrophy!
So awesome.
It's so true. It's not even like far from reality. It's the truth.
It's complete reality.
Sports fans are just fucking berserk.
What did you say? What is?
Sports fans.
Eagles fans. Phillies fans.
Yeah,
are the best
is that
fans,
from all
Phillies fans?
Philly. Philadelphia.
Oh,
Philly
it's only fans. Philly, really? Like, that goes this crazy?
Dude, yeah. I think so, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of diehard fans all over the place, but it seems like Philly is just like.
Okay.
I don't know. They're into it, man.
Example.
Anyway, you drive, you go over, you pass Duffers, you pass like an auto body place.
Yeah.
They all there's signs everywhere to just say "Go Eagles."
Okay.
Go.
On the news
fly,
the
Eagles,
other day.
Fly.
On the news.
Yeah.
Fly. What else did they do?
Go Birds,
dude. On the news, they went right. They were like, and now Westchester, PA. Some guy died. They had his funeral, and his whole family carried him in with Eagles jerseys on. They buried him in Eagles gear.
No way.
Because their grandfather or their great uncle, whatever, loved the Eagles so much, they buried him with Eagles gear, came out of St. Agnes Church, and sang the Eagles fight song.
The Eagles fight song in a
how did that go?
According to Action News Camera.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, my God.
I don't
dude,
know. All the,
if you guys buried me in a football uniform that said, like, McNabb on the back, I'd come out of my grave and fuck you
up. But his family was so psyched to be able to do that for him. Rick, and they won.
What are you going
to
be buried in, Rick, if you die? Who would you
me?
Like to be buried,
I'd
in?
Be buried a bathtub, I'll tell you that. He'd love to be buried
yo,
in a big old tub.
I heard
with cowboy
show.
Boots on. Last with a Slayer week. Album. Stuck in his ass.
Had you guys at the show last week and you told his little bathtub story with the rock? He was really pissed and wanted to fight you. Like, seriously pissed.
Oh,
he's
so
mad at
you. Oh, he's so mad.
You guys were reminiscing about shit that happened 6 years
why
ago.
Why are you so mad at him?
Because it was just one of those, what, you know,
look at,
like he said, it's a little thing
out.
To piss you off. That was like,
well,
the mustard hamburger, yeah.
DeWitt?
That was my DeWitt hamburger, dude. Yeah, I love the DeWitt story so
it
much.
It's
sort of
the knock on the bathtub is your hamburger.
That was my DeWitt hamburger. It's a little thing.
My DeWitt hamburger. Because
someone.
Rake always takes baths. He doesn't take showers. So, like,
what?
No, yeah, yeah. Always I swear to God, he takes a bath, it's but he always leaves a sick, like, Raekwon scum all over the tub.
Yeah.
And he lived with Deco, and Deco got so mad about it that he put a lock on the tub so he couldn't take, he could only take showers.
Yeah,
he put a lock on the bathtub.
And now I'm getting random messages like this on my phone.
I'll drink your tub juice any day.
Yeah. What a filthy
who read that?
What guy ever said that?
Dude, it's how they will not know.
No, 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 it's from a girls' college in Connecticut.
Yeah, keep fooling yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any girls named Jake.
We know how you get down, Ray. You can't fool us,
Miss Jake.
That's okay. As long as Jake,
he had to throw the plug in. It's from all girls' school.
Oh my God.
Make us believers, dude. It is. I have the random.
Oh, that scum in that tub is an atrocity to mankind. Yeah,
he put like a padlock on it so Drake couldn't get past anymore.
That shit you guys put me through, dude, I gotta scrape myself down. It would never be a...
Scrape myself
down? Scrape himself down?
Dude, you scrape the filth off your skin.
Yeah. Chemicals and all that shit you guys put on me.
Oh, I'm playing rock and roll. Yeah. I'm playing this song for the Eagles. Go, Eagles, go!
The Eagles!
Eagles!
Eagles! Hell Train from Sweden!
And they fucking rock, and this song's called Hell Train.
Radio Bam, Series 28, Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S! We'll be right back.
Park. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yes, we're back. Yeah, can you taste Rake's scummy tub juice? Yeah, Radio Bam and Sirius 28 Faction, and we're getting serious here. I'm Deco, there's Bam, Novak, Ryan Kingman, came fresh from Element's top ranks, and of course, Rake the Flake. Oh, yeah.
Kingman is my team manager, and he cannot believe that Rake Yon only takes baths. And we just found out that Rake takes baths even in the hotels that he stays at. And Rake Yon doesn't stay at, like, nice Ritz.
Where's he stay at?
He stays at, like, the Beechwood Inn and, like, the Central.
No, I wouldn't even take a bath at that place, man. Getting a bath at the Beechwood Inn is the equivalent of getting a bath in prison, Rake.
I'll scrub it out if I got to, if I got bleach.
Dude, you can fucking bleach it for years. It still comes in. Rake,
would you take
a prison?
But if there were, maybe just as clean. Is that fucking nasty?
If you got, if there was a tub in prison and some guy decided to take one, he would get busted
so bad. He'd get butt fucked on his back. He'd be on his back in the tub getting butt fucked, like, front ways.
You watch, man. If I get locked up, like,
if you were a guy humping another guy's front ways, it's so much gayer than D style. Because you have to make eye contact.
And you gotta look into his eyes. That'd be so much.
Look at each other's fingers in the tub in the prison tub, like,
come on, man.
Dishwasher water.
Could you imagine? There's like 100 guys locked up for life, and then nothing. Never see a woman, so you see a guy in a tub lathering himself down with soap.
With long
that
hair.
That equals sex.
A smart, long hair guy in a tub.
Because all you're thinking is like, I'm going to be in here forever. This guy's all soaked up. I'm never going to get a hunk
exactly.
of soap ever again. So I'm going to go out and tackle this dude.
Rake could be in a tub and a prisoner and be like, the last guy that you Zach got pregnant.
I was sitting trying to freaking burn my head, trying to wash my freaking head.
I ain't thinking about men in the bathtub.
Rake's in jail getting ready to jump in the tub, and some guy's like, last person to use that got pegged. That's the worst thing.
Would that stop you, Rake, in the tub?
No, I'll tell you what, if I ever do get locked up,
I'm doing the Martha Stewart side. I'm going to have a bathtub, but behind my side of the bar. So everyone wants to watch that, they can watch from the other side.
Oh, my God. So we're just going to tease a watch.
Dico, if I buy you like a 4-foot piece of canvas, can you paint me a picture of me getting humped the front way?
No. Don't do it.
In a tub in jail?
Yes. And make sure that they have eye contact.
Oh, yeah. No, come on, man.
I'll hang it up in this very room.
Oh, please do.
Oh, no. It's got to be.
You get to look at it every time we do the show.
That's why I try that.
I try to do a little personal hygiene, and this is a freaking thing that I get.
Personal hygiene?
Soak in the filth?
Well, yeah, I got chemicals and crap all over me every day, man. I got to let that shit soak out.
Like those mini greens and like light blues like prison got. You know, like old hospital rooms, so the top can be that color.
You gotta let them soak in some hot water.
Frank, the thing is you're all smart and shit, so I don't think you'd realize this. A bath, all you're doing is just sitting in your own filth water.
Yeah, but if it helps get out the lipid soluble stuff from my hair, my face.
Hair, it's like extra filth.
And all that dude,
I work with shit that'll make your balls.
Damn.
Jesus, Novak.
I gotta work with stuff that'll make your balls shrivel up like fruit. You know, you gotta get that shit off,
everyone, it's Raekyon's birthday 2 days ago. We went to birthday.
Dude, we had a free bar tab all night long.
And then usually when it's somebody's birthday, like, Rake, you just turned 30.
Yeah, I'm 30 years old,
usually
ladies.
Usually we touch 30 times, but we decided not to do that. This time, me and D. Camello took him to a frozen lake because there's a blizzard here in Philadelphia. So we took him to this frozen lake. We made him wear all this pink, like, snow outfit and a pink Eagles hat that we bought at Kmart. We made him ice skate.
They played classical. They played classical music.
Classical music.
Demanded that he did twirls.
Oh, he tried to do twirls and he was tucking his arms in like Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah, you're a legend. You're a minor.
I'm telling you what I can.
Hey, I'll take that figure skating rather than that freaking Shawshank ass face you gave me in college.
You liked it a little, Rake.
No,
I saw your
I'm
smile.
I'm over that. I'm over this whole prison motif. We need a new theme for the show.
Yo, if Rake took a bath every day for 28 years, we'll give him 2 years as an infant of not doing it. That's 10,220 baths. That's disgusting.
You took how many baths?
10,220 in your lifetime, Rake, of soaking in not only your own funk, but funk from other people and then comes back up from the fucking drain.
Ew.
All that, like, filthy, like, coming off, like, beat-off fantasies from years gone by.
Let's see how he gets out of this. What's your justifying for that? How are you going to get out of this? Because it's true.
Use, like, hypochlorite and stuff like that. Wash all that funk down.
He did not use hypochlorite.
What is that, hypocrite?
Sodium hypochlorite solution.
Have you ever used it?
Yeah, it's
what if you came in
Bleacher
at your old house and he was taking a tub with Katara?
I blew up.
No. The worst bathtub story ever was when Rab threw that fucking pizza on me, dude. I'll never forget that.
A whole pizza pie on his chest.
People probably already heard about this, but I'm going to say it.
Dude, Rab threw a pizza at you. You're like, I just got out of the tub.
No, he was soaking in the tub.
Oh, you were in the tub.
Almost, dude. I had the conditioner in my hair the last day.
He was just laying
on a Thursday night. All these girls waiting for me out at the bar.
Right,
I look
liar.
Up, I see Rab. And he just holds something. I'm like, what's he holding? It was a half a pepperoni pie, dude. He did
it slopped biscuits. Right on his.
How mad were you, Rick? Dude, imagine laying there perfectly clean. Next thing you know, I was like, what did he throw at me? And you see the sheen just spreading out like the Exxon Valdez, man.
So
what
you
did? Did you get a shower?
I was covered in pepperoni oil, and there's no way to get it off.
Ew, what do you mean there's no way to get it off?
He just took another bath for like 5 minutes longer.
No, I couldn't because there was so much pepperoni
in it. He left it in the fucking tub. That's what he did.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Dude, what if we sprayed Rick with a skunk?
You wouldn't even notice the difference.
I'm such a bastard.
Come on, Ray. That was like feather.
I get you guys. Don't worry about it. Okay, enough about this bath time stuff. You got to have something better to talk about than me naked.
No, I got one more bath thing. I lit off this huge fucking grenade firework in his bathtub in a fucking cooler.
What do you mean?
It's just fucking, dude, this thing will blow your arm off. It's so fucking explosive. I light it off in his tub when I was wasted. It blows up and like bubbles all the fucking bottom of the tub and fucks it up. But he goes, oh, it's not that bad. It doesn't even scratch my ass.
God. Your ass must be filthy.
Dude, he blew up my only place I get any peace from you assholes, and he had to defile it and blow it up.
He doesn't get a piece from my asshole.
He goes to the top to get
peace. Someone drilled a peephole in the door, too. I know it was
good. Yo, you like candles?
Trying to put a fiber optic camera in there. I know it was.
Let's break into Rick's house and paint a peace sign on the, right in front of his bathtub.
Oh, my God.
And we'll put little surrounding candles and shit.
Do you like candles when you get a bath, Rick?
No candles. I do listen to classical music.
No, yeah.
You're gay.
Larry listens to Slayer and Metallica and, like, Bolt Thrower and shit, and here he is listening to the classical music in the tub with a queer.
I really think you're gay, Rick.
After all the sexual humiliation I go through, it's my only, like, unwinding time.
He has
not killed Novak.
I can't believe
he's
sharing this with serious radio.
I think your girlfriend is just a front for your gayness.
Oh, I don't care anymore.
Doesn't seem like you should be like, yeah, when I take a bed, I put on Slayer tracks just because it fucking pumped me up.
Yeah. No, I do that at work.
My jeans. Oh, what was that? Weird science?
What?
You can't even take a shower with a beautiful woman without wearing your jeans. It was that bald-headed guy that looked like Sloth from the Goonies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a great movie, the Goonies.
I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to talk about Punxsutawney, because that's where we're going for Groundhog Day. Okay. Let's play. I'm playing this song for Daryl Strawberry because it's about Booger Sugar.
What the fuck?
This is the Turbo. This is the Turbo ACs, and the song is called Substance. Straight up uncut. What the fuck?
For you,
on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Don't you know, we need substance, let's go, let it go. on, how the fuck you say it?
Is it serious?
Yeah. On Sirius 28. Faction.
All right, that was the Turbo ACs dedicated to Daryl Strawberry, and it's called Substance. There from Hoboken, and they're
that's
awesome.
Great.
And the song I played before that was Hell Train from Sweden, and Jimmy Pop just signed him, but I just got this email that says, Bam, Pierre from Hell Train writing, Jimmy told us that you enjoy our stuff and would like to start by saying we like yours as well. I was checking out the Faction website, and I was just wondering if you could possibly link up www.helltrain.net on the new music section. Take care, Pierre from Helltrain. So helltrain.net, check it out. They effing rock.
That's
fucking Eagles! You know why I say effing? Because you fucking faggots say F words so much, so I gotta calm down over
here. Effing Eagles!
Like, raw, effing, fuck this, fuck that. And then Bam's like, damn effing people. We're like, what? That just doesn't even sound right.
Dude, I was doing that on the Birdman show. There's all them people watching, and he's like, you can say what you want. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a weird curse or something like that.
We were listening to Hawk's show one time, and Novak was just like, dude, let's just call his show. So I was like, yeah, all right, why not? So we call him up. Dude, they're so tame over there. They're just like, they don't even say shit or ass or anything.
Nah.
So I called him up and just like, the Dream Seller over here wants to know why you guys don't say fucking shit and shit. You know, like, why you guys don't cuss and shit?
As soon as, like, we started, Hawks, Wingmen, they started cussing. We corrupted their show in one
Jesse
minute.
Fritz, as soon as we started cussing, he's like, yeah, I was just going down the fucking street and I picked up
man.
That's the first time he's ever said it on his show.
Hawks just like, well, we leave that for you guys.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Punxsutawney. We are going to Punxsutawney next week. And we should do the show live there. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
That'll be good.
Yes.
And it's what they do is they pull out this groundhog out of this tree. And it's the same thing every year. The groundhog always says that there's 6 more weeks of winter and then everybody drinks over it.
It talks?
I don't know what the fuck they do, but it's all that I know is that the park that they have it held in is called Gobbler's Knob.
Oh, there's got to be sure to that. They pull it out of a tree.
Like, you know, like they have, like a hole in a tree, like where, like,
I thought it came out of the ground. They pull it out of the
hole. I thought it was a box.
Dude, I don't know.
We'll figure it out when we get
all that
there,
I know, man. Is the place is called Gobbler's Knob. Dude, that's like just gobbling down on a cock. I know Ren ain't there.
Rake's going to be there 3 days early at that part.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Knobble this knob.
Rake, you got to take a bath in the middle of Gobbler's Knob Park.
Yeah. Can we make a bath?
Put a bathtub there. I'll do it, man.
Probably would. Let's do it,
dude. Why?
Oh my God!
We?
Yo, because we're filming Viva La Bam there, and that is. I'm so glad you said that. Dude, we're doing that. We're getting a bathtub. I'm emailing MTV right now, and I'm telling them that we need a bathtub for Gobbler's Knob.
Everyone will just be all psyched, like waiting for the groundhog, and all Ray cares about is getting that filth off, lathered himself. Doesn't even care about that.
Has anybody ever been to Punxsutawney here?
No, I've heard it's a rager though. Everyone I know who's been there or gone to school near there says they all get so psyched for this Groundhog Day and they just go nuts. Man.
Isn't that where Rolling Rock is from?
It's near there. All the breweries are right near there. It's from Latrobe, but
is it a college town as well?
There's colleges near there, but they're not the best colleges.
Do they just have like dive bars, or they have like
dive? Dude, remember that story that Ryan always talked about with that girl that he woke up and stayed in the shower?
That's the funniest story in the world.
Those are the kinds of girls that live in those towns.
You gotta let me throw
a pizza. Like,
Dunn went about 6 years ago. He went to Chambersburg, PA. Like, right, I think it's right by Shippensburg, but he went to some place named Chambersburg, went to this dive bar, got so drunk that he took some broad home with one tooth and it came from the bottom. Just picture a girl with one tooth coming from the bottom and making out with her. He said he woke up with her naked on the bed and she was naked looking around for empty beer cans, like trying to drink the
pick
swill.
It up, sips like beer cans.
Dude, like, if you could hear this, that's like a sip left. She was like at 6 in the morning looking for empty, like, just so she could have one last sip of beer. That is filth.
Oh, your life is hell if it gets to that point.
So that's
man.
The kind of girls are in Punxsutawney.
Oh, yeah, man. Central PA. I'm
at least I'll get laid for sure.
They can't wait.
That's a short shot. My book says it's
a yeah, you gotta let me throw a pizza like a discus to see if I can hit his chest from a far distance.
No, come on, man.
Oh, I'm all about it.
Get me an old Victorian bathtub with nice hot water in there. It'd be like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Like the gold feet.
So if you guys are hearing this, and you're close to Punk's Tawny,
go there.
Meet us at Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah. We'll be waiting.
Show Greg will be in the bathtub waiting.
Ooh, he'll be waiting at Gobbler's Knob making tub.
Oh.
Rake, how's it sound to you, brother?
Just don't put the groundhog in a bathtub with me. That thing would get nuts.
So you keep saying shit that gives me good ideas. I wasn't even going to do it until you mentioned it. Now I got to track down the fucking groundhog and make sure he takes a bath with you.
Got to at least make sure I get a washcloth so I can cover my, you know, the business area.
That area gets no business. What are you talking about?
We're going to Gobbler's Knob. I got to get something, man.
Isn't it so funny that when Rake says rear end? Because he always says it like, yeah, they just came over and kicked me in my rear end.
But he's serious. You see this big hell tray type dude that you'd be like, fuck shit ass, kill, murder, murder, murder. And he's like, rear end.
My rear end's failing.
Mouth.
But what was that? It's like on the Hawk show. What are you guys talking about? Oh, yeah, Novak got some girl in the ass. Cornhole, no.
Rear end.
Cornhole, no. He did things to her rear end in the closet. Like
yeah, Novak, you've been slacking, man. Last night he brought some girl home, and then he played pool until she left. What happened?
Well, the thing was that she worked.
Yeah, and last week he had some girl that put a hole in my wall upstairs. Like, he was humping her, and she was so psyched on it that she punched a hole in the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I found my calling. I'm over all this talking to fucking worthless bros.
Here
he goes. I want a girlfriend.
You are a liar.
I swear, man. I'm so tired of making nonsense talk to these girls who are saying, yeah, definitely, where's Bam? You know, I had a voice. You know, if you ask me where's Bam one time, I'm going to fucking eject you from the party, and I'm so rude about it, man.
Eject.
I get so rude to these girls that I think I might have a problem. So, not even going to do the talk anymore until I find what I like. It's kind of over, man.
Bullshit. I don't know how he has the energy to go out every night and just talk small talk. Well, you don't talk small talk.
No, it's not a lot of small talk with Novak. I went out with him 2 nights in the past 4 days. I'm whooped.
Dude, I can only meet like 2 new people a day or else I have a headache.
I just meet people all day.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm so
anywhere
sick
I go,
of meeting
I'll just
people.
Meet somebody.
I'll meet somebody like 2 years ago at the Philly Park and they'll just be like, yo, remember me, Jake, like I did a kickflip like at the Philly Park, and then you were like standing right there like, dude, people do many kickflips.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And then many people like
get the fuck real.
Or like the worst is like some disco club or something with all these like people all over the place dancing and stuff, like, hey, remember me at that like disco place, I said what's up to you, like, fuck no, I don't remember you. There's no way that I remember you.
It's dark, music everywhere.
It's fucked up. You don't remember me?
No.
They
take it personal.
Yeah, and then they want to key my car.
You know, the worst was the other night. I was at, we went to Hooters, and I had hooked up with a chick before. And at Hooters, the girl looked exactly like her, but the girl that I had already fucked worked somewhere else.
Was that when I came home from Colorado
like
and I was shit talking on the plane?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I didn't know you started working here. When did you start working here? She's like, you got me confused with another girl. And I felt this big.
Oh, man.
How do you get out of that?
Like, what did you say?
I was on the plane with this guy for the last 2 days. He's made me drink loads and loads of liquor. I don't know what
he
made
me. Explain
I
hard
off on him.
Man, I was hammered. I drank so much booze on the plane.
I was so pissed at you, man.
Why?
Because he woke up in the morning. He got completely shit-faced, right? I have no money, no credit cards, nothing. Fucking my itinerary. Apparently, I was supposed to catch a flight at 9 a.m. His was at 2, and I thought we'd fly together. No one gave me mine because I'm not important. You know, the millionaire gets his. So he's got his itinerary. We go, and he's like, hey, you missed it. Take this credit card, go down and buy a ticket, and I'll see you in Pennsylvania. The fucking credit card is Phil Margera. I'm Brandon Novak. He's like, just tell him. I'm like, I'm not a millionaire that's on TV every day. They aren't going to believe me. I had to fucking fight with this lady. Security guards come over. I got warrants, man. I'm thinking I'm about to go to jail. I'm fucking pissed off. He gives me $20. I go right to the bar. I order 4 shots and 2 beers to cool me down a bit. Come back. I hear him scream my name over the fucking loudspeaker, Brandon Novak. And whenever I hear my name in loud places like that, it's bad news. Nothing good to come from that shit. So I'm just so mad because he just, no, it's no big deal. Just get home. I'm in fucking Phoenix, Arizona with your dad's credit card, my ID. And $20 in my pocket. What am I going to do?
Now you know how Bam felt around DeWitt.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to kill him because he was so drunk that he didn't see a problem at all.
I was your DeWitt that day.
I never get mad at him, but that day I was fucking pissed. And I told you, man. You knew I was pissed.
I was pissed. Yeah,
I was like, thank God your manager, your fucking business, your whatever manager besides King here isn't fucking DeWitt, because I still would have been in Phoenix right now.
What would Dwayne... Dude, you'd still be in
Phoenix. He would have had some fat fucking Mexican to pick me up.
He'd be frying up cactuses in the desert trying to eat.
Yeah. He'd be having to call my skateboard shit so we could buy lunch for me and him. I mean, thank God Terry Hardy came through like in 10 minutes and they had to take it for me.
Dude, you're talking to a guy, he's gotten on a freaking airplane before using a magazine ad as ID.
He tells me, he's like, explain to him. It's cool, man. Have him call Phil.
Yeah, one time it worked out because I think my wallet got stolen or something.
You lost it in a tree or something like that.
Yeah, I forget what happened. Something dumb happened, but I didn't have any ID at all and I was like in probably Arkansas or who the hell knows.
Oh, God.
But like, I was just like, I don't have any ID. I need to get on the flight. I'm going back to Philadelphia and, you know, da 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 da. They're like, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do. And then I think, I'm like, holy shit, I have a Viva La Bam DVD in my bag. I'm like, well, here's sort of ID. And then that's what he does
all the time, dude. If he doesn't have ID, he pulls out a skate mag or something that he has a cover on.
He had to run to the magazine stand, buy the magazine, flip to the page, and he was like,
dude, the thing that made me look like such a criminal is that when you gave me that ID, I was so hungover from the night before, I didn't even look at it, and I thought it was yours, so I had to name drop at the counter. I'm like, yeah, I'm here with the Tony Hawk Tour. I'm with Van Margera.
I just hung out with Bob Burnquist. Yeah. And, Danny Way just did the loop. But anyway, Van Margera.
I'm with Van Margera. I'm like, I don't know if you watch TV. I'm with Van Margera from MTV. He's about three terminals down. He's here now. But anyways, he gave me his credit card, and I do that. And she's like, no, whose credit card is this, sir? I'm like, it's Brandon Margera, my roommate's. And she goes, no, it's not. It's
really
not really that criminal because I don't even know whose credit card I have. God, oh, damn. God.
My roommate. Like, that makes it any better.
I never name dropped, dude. I name dropped 80 names in 2 minutes.
You tell that bitch shit that she don't even need us.
Ben Margera from MTV, Troy Miller's manager of Dakota Films. Anyway,
hey, Rab lives 5 minutes from the street from me, but, you know, I need that ticket.
Rab himself is 5 minutes. I met Johnny Knoxville twice.
It was so true. And I was so drunk and hungover that I was just talking in circles.
Novak, you want me to play a song from a girl that you'd like to hump?
Oh, yeah, man. Hot rock song singers are so good. That's what I'm saying. But hot rock singers?
I thought you were going to say hot dudes.
That's right. Likes hot rocks, man.
So do you think the Spice Squad girl is hot?
I would eat her ass. Oh. See, one of those girls that doesn't even like she shits.
Well, there's the punk rock band Spice Squad, and the girl's hot, and Novak wants to hump her. The song's called Out of Reach on Radio Bam Series 28.
for adults.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah. Fucking kidding me. Can't say that. I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Welcome back to Radio Bam. Serious 28 Faction. We're sitting here live with... Oh, man, I must have said a bad word right there. Novak will just say, Raekyon, here's Kingman, Brian, Brandon, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. Brian's outside. What do you want from me, Novak?
Cool.
Yo, can you talk in the Hick voice to psych me up to go to Punxsutawney?
Oh, you gotta go to Punxsutawney. There's this little dog that comes out of a hole. He runs around, nibbles on his little shadow. This grown man gonna take a bath though? Oh my god!
Grown man gonna take a bath.
He's sucking. I seen this little Chippendale dog. He comes up and he'll nibble your taint till he taint gonna got nothing to nibble no more. Yes.
We need to throw Sonic the Hedgehog in the tub with Rake's
Don't, man.
He can eat out Rake's golden ring.
Now, come on, man. He's going to be scrambling around in there trying to get out.
He's like a little Wolverine. Doesn't Rake know that when he says, and don't. Especially, don't throw a pizza on me when I'm in the tub. Like, now I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah. I'll take a badger rather than a pizza or groundhog or whatever.
He's just
badger.
Telling you, now he's really going to throw the pizza on you. Because
what if we threw in a Wolverine high on angel dust?
He'd want some of the drugs.
What if I got a steel plate over my nuts?
Here's another broad Novak would like to hump. It's a band called The Sounds, and they're also from Sweden.
Oh, I love it, man. I listen to this. I play it out on your jukebox daily.
Yeah, this song's called Here By My Side, which wish that she was.
Yeah. With your money, I could probably do it.
That's how I call her up. Actually, The Sounds, I went to one of their shows, got so shit hammered that I wound up on their bus.
Oh,
wake up the
fuck.
Next day in Rochester, New York.
Oh, yo, dude, Kingman's got a story about that.
Oh, man.
Tell the story, Kingman.
All right, do we have time for you to tell your story?
Of course
that.
We have time. All
right, so anyway, we have this huge photo shoot planned because Bam's like the focus of our catalog shoot. We fly the entire team out to fucking Westchester. We all show up.
Can't make it there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because Bam can't get his fucking shit together to make one day trip out to the fucking California. So we fly the entire team. Clothing samples, every photographer, filmers, everybody. We fly it all to Bam. So we're like, okay. So easy. We'll just show up. We'll do it in his backyard. We all get to Philly.
I can't even make it to my own house.
We're fucking, we get to downtown. We're all hanging out in Philly. We're at the bar and Bam, I'm talking to Bam. He's like, yeah, we're at the show, The Sound, right up the street. I'm like, all right, well, fuck. We'll meet you right afterwards. So we're walking by. The show's getting out. I see everyone getting into the big fucking tour bus. I'm like, okay. For some fucking reason, I bet Bam's on that bus. So I call his phone. Some fucking manager from the band answers. Like, yeah, Bam's at the back of the bus. I'm like, what? What the fuck? Get him off the bus. We start explaining my whole scenario. Right then, the bus starts pulling away. Fucking,
I don't even remember, dude. Oh, dude. I saw pictures of me and Jen, like, three-way kissing the singer and stuff. And, like, I don't even remember.
I heard stories of you guys in the bathroom at the concert hall.
So it was so weird waking up. And just looking out the window and seeing all these buildings that you never recognize. You're like, where the fuck am I?
So the next
I went around asking. I found out that I was in Rochester, New York. I had to spend $800 to get me home as quick as possible. This photo shoot was 11, and I ended up getting there at like 2:30.
Wasted an entire day just because fucking dickhead has to get in the band with the fucking in the truck with the band and like party his way. Doesn't even remember any of
it. One of those times where it seems like the greatest idea.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
I
remember, and you
dude,
were so psyched
on. Why can't I just like not do that?
Why do we gotta get?
As soon as you have like six beers or whatever, and then like you have a shot or whatever, then like. You hop on a tour bus and you're having fun at the time, and you're not realizing that the tour bus has to go to the next city. It's like, oh, who cares? We'll figure it out tomorrow. No, we won't figure it out tomorrow. I just spent $800 to get back.
Meanwhile, there's like 18 of your teammates waiting, 5 photographers, 3 of your managers, and you can't even get to your own backyard.
DeWitt was here.
That could have been probably the worst.
DeWitt was here?
Oh, yeah.
That's why it happened. I remember you doing it. It was so in your head, too, man. He was so psyched on it. He's like, I'm going on tour. I'm partying. Where are you going?
To Rochester.
The next day, I woke up so hungover just on this tour. Like, where the fuck am I? Dude, it's and then I just take a cab to the airport just so hungover. I need to sleep.
That's the thing. Bad ideas,
gentlemen. Never do that.
When you're loaded, you come up with an idea, and you know really that it's the worst thing to ever do. But you're so loaded, just like high five and oh yeah, let's just do this tomorrow. It'll be great. You wake up in the morning, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Ladies, I don't care if Brad Pitt on tour stops by and he wants you to get on the tour bus. If you're shit hammered and you need to do something the next day, and you're gonna wind up in Rochester. Don't do it. This song's. called Here by My Side by The Sounds, and thanks to them, I've spent $800 to get back in Westchester, but this song's good. Radio Bam Series 28, fuck you.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.